Meseches Nida, Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph. Ba siman hatachton, ad shelo baha elyon. If the lower sign develops in a girl before the upper sign, then ocholetzes omis yabemes, then she is considered a gedola, and therefore she could do either chalitza or yibum in a situation that she finds herself eligible for either chalitza or yibum. However, baha elyon ad shelo baha tachton, but if the upper sign comes before the lower sign, the breast development before the appearance of two hairs, afal pisha efshar, even though this does not happen, or the Gemara explains, generally does not happen, Rabbi Meir Omer, lo choletzes velo misya bemes. She doesn't do chalitza or yibum because she is considered, because this is impossible, it's considered as if she is not yet a gedola, and she doesn't do chalitza or yibum. The chachamim disagree, and they say, ocholetzes omis yabemes. They say she is considered a gedola. She would do chalitza or yibum, mipnei she'amru, because they say, and the reason why the chachamim would say that is because they hold that if you see the upper sign and there is no lower sign that is apparent, it's because the two hairs grew, but they fell out. And so the Chachamim would assume if you see the upper sign, it's an indication that there for sure was the appearance of the lower sign as well. It's just not presently apparent. And both of these opinions are based on Mipnei She'amru because they say, Efshar l'tachton lavo ad shelo baha elyon, it's possible that the lower sign would come before the upper sign comes. Aval e efshar l'elyon lavo ad shelo baha tachton. But it's impossible that the upper sign would appear before the lower sign has appeared. And so again, if it appears to us that the upper sign has developed and the lower sign is not there yet, it's just an indication, according to the Chachamim, that it was actually there, but the hairs fell out. The next Mishnah Beis, is going to begin a series of Mishnayos that talk about when scenarios where it's impossible to have sign A without sign B, but it is possible to have sign B without sign A. The Mishnah gives one example now. Kayotzebo, similarly, kol kli cheres shehu machnis motzi. Any earthenware vessel which is able to take in is also able to take out, meaning even if it's punctured with a hole, if liquid can get into that hole, then liquid could also get out of that hole. But v'yesh shemotzi ve'eno machnis. But there are some holes that are so small, it's possible that they can leak out ve'eno machnis. But they're still so small that it's impossible to have liquid enter through that hole. And again, similarly, one other din in this Mishnah: kol aver sheyesh bo tziporen. If a person has an extra finger, so any limb that has a fingernail on it. Yesh bo etzem, if it has an extra, a person has an extra finger, and if it has a fingernail, then yesh bo etzem, then it for sure also has a bone in that finger. Yesh bo etzem, but there are some extra limbs, extra fingers that a person could possibly have that would have a bone, ve'ein bo tziporen, and not yet, and yet not have a fingernail.